Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Thursday. The Packers will be wrapping up week two of organized team activities prior to the mandatory minicamp next week. And then it's break time. That's right. Take a little stretch of summer for yourselves and try and get away from it all before taking the deep plunge at the end of July and getting into training camp. Shareholders meeting, then training camp, then preseason, then the regular season, and it's football season, and we're off and running. But right now, just finishing up OTA week number two in Green Bay. I'm coming to you live from the podcast studio here in Midtown Manhattan, LiveX. My co-founder, Corey Banky, is back on his way back from Las Vegas, having attended the match with Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes yesterday. That's right. That man you saw in the bucket hat standing slightly behind the action yesterday and last night, that was one Corey Banky. Just fun things you get to do when you're juiced in the local VIP treatment around Green Bay. Banky literally told me, I think, what, two mornings ago, he was like, guess where I'm going? And then proceeded to tell me how he got a VIP pass to go to the match, and he was taken off for a day and a half. So, shout out to Corey Banky. Looks like he had a great time. I didn't watch a second of it. It's not my thing. Golf, man. I just don't care. But I know people do, and I know people enjoyed it. And I caught the one-liners and the quips on Twitter. You know, it's impossible to kind of completely avoid. So I'm sure people had a great time watching it. And looks like everybody had a good time that was there. I know Corey did. So rock and roll. And I saw Aaron Rodgers had the winning shot. Good for him. They're on the 12th hole. They only played 12. And I think he was kind of preordained that Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, the 12s, are going to win a 12-hole match, right? That's going to happen. So good for Rodgers, good for Banky, good for everybody here chatting it up in the comment section. Good to see everybody, including one Big B is here. What's up, Big B? You talk about winners of life. Look at this kid going to Green Bay yesterday, meeting up with everybody who's anybody with the Green Bay Packers, getting selfies with pretty much everybody walking back from practice, including Joe Barry. Look at Joe Barry just giving you a little shoulder action there, Big B. I love it. He's your new best bud. And, of course, Rasul Douglas? Love it, Big B. So great to see you, brother. Let's start with Jeff with a super chat here. What's up, Jeff? RQB is just clutch. Football, golf. I bet he'd be clutch at water polo, too. Totally agree, unless it's cold in the playoffs and Alan Lazard screaming wide open over the middle. Other than that, totally clutch. Absolutely. Totally agree. I kid, Aaron, because I love. Too old for this. What's going on, man? Was Corey standing behind Mahomes as he putted screaming, "You suck, Kermit"? I don't believe so. I think he would have been asked to vacate the premises if that had happened. But Corey was there, and he was standing behind all the players. Is Bakhtiari good to go, ready for the season? Callum, that is an excellent question. That is the one really kind of lingering kind of narrative from this OTA access and probably next week minicamp that I think is going to hang in the air until we get to training camp and see if David participates. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that he's going to be good to go at the start of camp. I know what Matt said yesterday, or 2 days ago, sorry, during his press conference, but sure sounds like they're hedging some bets there. We'll see. You know, the thing that David said to me in the interview he did for Cheesehead TV regarding his knee and the issues he had around it last season, you know, he did say the knee is structurally sound. It is totally fine structurally. But the issue, as if you read the piece, you know, was about the fluid and the continuing problems he had getting that down to an acceptable level in and around his knee, and the 15 plus times he drained it throughout the season, which, God, that sounds awful. But it sure sounds like now, you know, Matt did say that it was their plan all along to sit him out, because what, you know, reason would they have to run this 5-time all pro, you know, third contract vet during OTAs? Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So, yeah, I buy that, but we will see. We will see what happens when training camp rolls around. And of course, it obviously changes the dynamic of their offensive line in a major way. He's unable to go. So that is the number one storyline heading into camp. No question about it. Robin's here. What's up, Robin? Good to see you last night at happy hour. Brandy is here. Brandy did not see you at happy hour last night. Disappointing. What's going on? If I took a pic with Barry, I would give him some thoughts I've had. I'll bet you would, Brandy. I'm fine with Brandy taking a pic with Joe Barry. Let's never have a meeting between Brandy and Mike Patton. We don't need that. Don't need that. Jeff, I watched the highlights from the Arizona game last year. No Devontae, run first, Dylan and Jones, spread the ball around, stout defense, hoping this is our future. Jeff, that is a very instructive game to watch for that reason. Without Devontae, hell, I don't think MVS played in that game either. They're, you know, he's throwing to Juwan Winfrey and Randall Cobb for the majority of that game. I think, yeah, that's a very instructive game, especially as you indicate, the leaning into the running game. As you guys know, I've been talking about it ad nauseum for years. It's only going to help your quarterback. It's only going to help during this transitional period, breaking in new wide receivers, trying to find a way forward offensively. Man, run the ball. You've got two fantastic running backs. Run the ball. The way they ran in that game was outstanding. Big Daddy Cool Breeze, what's going on, man? We need upcoming trivia questions like, what was the name of Nagler's grandpa's bar in Chilton? And what is the address of Banky's crib in Green Bay? Well, no, we're not giving away Banky's address. But, yeah, grandpa's bar in Chilton, that's a good one. I'm going to hold on to that one, Big Daddy Cool Breeze. You better be ready, because it's coming. Carrie Bishop. Hello, Nags. Hello, Carrie Bishop. I hope you're well. Afternoon. Good morning. Look at these people checking in from all over the world. I love it. Why don't the Packers make Gary a captain? He has great games during adversity. Well, they might. We'll find out. They usually vote on captains during training camp, so camp is upcoming. He may be a new captain. We'll see. Should have just transitioned into the love area. Ooh, Barry. Barry with a controversy take. I mean, you guys know I was very much advocating for a turning of the page and starting a new chapter, but this is the decision they have made. They're riding and dying with Aaron Rodgers for at least probably two more years. This is your team. As Gene Hackman said in Hoosiers, get behind it. I'm there. I'm all in. Can't wait. Ooh, Ward. Wow, what a take. Quay Walker equals Oren Burks. Ward Dykstra coming in hot on Facebook. That is a Facebook take, too. That is only someone on Facebook could have that take. We'll see. I very much doubt it, but we'll see. Can't say anything definitively yet until these guys put pads on and start going against NFL-level competition. But, man, that's a take. That is a take. The hot takes are flying this morning on Packers Daily. Let's go. What else we got here? Nags, in Florida on vacation, sat next to the Detroit Tigers scout at the Mets game last night. Puppy fund. TKM. Well, if you're putting in for a fund, you've got a super chat. So I appreciate it. I appreciate the sentiment. And it's always fun to sit next to people involved in professional sports, get a kind of peek behind the curtains on kind of thing. One of my best friends works for the Brewers, and it's just great getting to hear all the chatter and all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes that doesn't play out in public. Looks like Crosby is working harder to keep his job. I don't think he's working any harder. I think he's probably, it sounds like he's a little bit more consistent so far in the early goings here of the offseason. Let's get a little bit further into training camp and see how things materialize there. But yeah, I think he's always worked hard, but you know, it does take repetition and it does take routine with that operation, as they call it, from the snap to the hold to the kick, and early returns are good. No doubt about it. But, you know, I don't think Mason Crosby in, you know, May and June has been an issue. Mason Crosby in December and January, that's something else. You know, for the most part, the field goals have been good, but we know they're coming off a playoff game where one got blocked. You know, would change the entire dynamic of that game. So it's good to see, no doubt about it, but a long way to go. I thought Matthew says, I thought Gary was going to be another Dayton Jones. Glad I was wrong. Most certainly. Most definitely. Brandy. Crosby working hard? He just kicks it. No, no, no. There's a lot that goes into it, people. Not just like psychologically, but the repetition of it, the angles of it. We're kicking on which hash, the kickoff aspect of it. the directional kicking in that regard. There's a lot more than just kicking it. Big B, Crosby did make a field goal when I was peeking through the tarps. Yes, this is my favorite story of OTA so far, is that Big B, this time successfully, watched an entire practice through a hole in the tarp. Joey was telling us at happy hour last night, because I remember Big B during the training camp when COVID hit and we were all inside, like the media, we had to be spread out on the bleachers watching practice. And there was a day that you came and tried to watch the tarp and got kicked out by Packer security. I heard you were successful yesterday in watching practice. So congratulations, buddy. I'm glad to hear it. There are 204 people watching and only 12 likes. Come on, people, do better. Thank you, Big Nick. Big Nick coming in correct. Let's go, people. Hit the like button. Does Corey grow pot, Banky Buds? He does not, but that's a really good idea. You talk about a revenue stream for Cheesehead TV. Let's go. I'm in on that. Bold prediction, Amari takes a big step forward this year. Jeff, I tend to agree with you, but he's got to do it. He's got to do the work. He's got to get into the rotation. He's got to earn Rodgers' trust. Then press on the gas, baby, because I think last year you saw what he needed to do as far as like in the running game, being a willing blocker. And we know that's the key to getting more playing time in LaFleur's offense, with LaFleur wanting guys on the perimeter or even in line who are able to block and stick their nose in there, are willing blockers. I mean, just go watch the Pittsburgh game, and Amari does phenomenal work in the little time that he is given on the field in that game. There are a couple runs that bust big because of blocks he throws, but in particular, those are the things that are, those are the little things he's got to do to earn time on the playing field. And then he's got to make the most of it once he's on it. But yes, I'm with you, man. I'm definitely pulling for him. That's a different kind of carrying the G. Right, Kyle. I like it. Is this the most talented defensive roster the Packers have ever had? If not, what other year? 2010? Ever? I mean, 96 is up for that Pepsi challenge. I would say 66 is probably up to that Pepsi challenge. Ever? I don't know about ever, man. It's very talented, though. There's no question about it. And yes, the 2010 defense was absolutely stacked. I think that 2014 defense was pretty damn good once they moved Clay into the middle and solidified Micah Hyde as the nickelback. Yeah, that team was no joke. That team had some talent, but this team definitely has the potential to be quite good. No doubt about it, but they got to do the work. Merck, what's up, man? I've been out of touch since the draft. Who are the people to watch, good or bad, over at OTA, minicamp, and preseason? Whew. Well, obviously, you're always going to gravitate to the rookies and the new guys. No question about the wide receiver group, you know, needing to develop quickly. Their Rapoport with Aaron Rodgers, that will be on everybody's radar. The young offensive linemen, I think the depth that Brian has built in the last three drafts is really impressive. It was interesting to see, I think they had Cole Van Landen out there at right tackle this past open practice, with Nyman getting left tackle reps, clearly, obviously, with Bakhtiari still out. That's going to be fascinating to watch how that happens. I think for me, one of the things I'll be kind of glued to is Sammy Watkins and how he is incorporated into the offense. I think I've told you guys before, I think that's such a sneaky good signing. It's kind of just been under the radar nationally. People forget about it, essentially, when they're talking about the Packers wide receivers, which I understand. He has not been dynamic the last couple of years. He's really missed a lot of time with injury. But man, I'm telling you, if he's right and he can stay on the field, Aaron Rodgers is going to make that guy productive. Rodgers hurt toe. What's up, man? Name idea for your dispensary, the Frozen Dank. I love how we're already jumping to the Cheesehead TV dispensary. I'm down for it, though. I'm down. Everyone forgets the 1995 D. Absolutely stacked. Yes. Yes, they were they were building. I think what's the problem with a lot of those years before they won the Super Bowl, your overriding memory is usually the loss, most often in Dallas in the playoffs. And so you're thinking of that rather than you're right. There was a lot of talent on a number of those teams. What's the story on Sammy W? Is he going to work out, James? I think so. I think the big thing is he's got to stay on the field. He has really struggled with injuries the last 2 years, and that has really affected his production, along with, I think, the offenses he was playing in. Clearly, last year, he was not a featured member of that offense, and they really don't feature their wide receivers a whole lot in Baltimore. I do think in this offense with Aaron pulling the trigger, if he can stay healthy, and that's a monster if, he is going to maybe not surprise people, because I think everyone recognizes his talent, but I think he is going to be one of the best, is going to be looked back on as one of the best signings of the offseason. Romeo Doubs is the one to keep an eye on. Dennis, total agreement. I mean, I think the Doubs train is hype train has taken off a little bit, and I'm very excited to be a member and on board with it. Again, though, it's always a caveat with young guys, especially rookies. It's you got to see him do it. Got to see him get on the field and do it against NFL competition and with pads on. I mean, the underwear Olympics are fun, but they don't really mean a whole lot until put those pads on, go against like the Jairs of the world, even the Eric Stokeses of the world, and see how he does. Those are the steps he needs to take. I know he had a really exciting twisting catch along the sideline in OTAs the other day, and that's great to hear, but he's got to keep going. He's got to keep developing, keep working, and show that he belongs. I think he will. His college tape certainly suggests that he will, but we got to see it, no doubt. Watch Royce Newman and that hair, and you will always have a good day. Yeah, Royce being inserted back at right guard after being sat down for the playoff game, saw that he was running with the ones. I do think that was a mistake to sit him in the playoffs, but I understand why Steno and company wanted to do it. I think he had a really promising year last year. He really improved. If you look at his game, Royce Newman's game from the first month of the season, and then you compare it to where he was November, December, and that's a kid who really improved. Hopefully, he makes yet another big jump this offseason. We always used to talk about it with McCarthy. It remains true today. The biggest jump guys usually make is between year one and year two. Hopefully, Newman makes that jump as well. Big Daddy Cool Breeze, what's up, man? In need of a laugh, watch any Bears fans channel like FaZe Sports Talk or TTNL, where they try to convince the fans that the Bears can go at least 8-9 this year, if not better. Well, I mean, you know, the Bears still suck and all that. That's obvious and forever. But I don't think the Bears winning 8 games this year is that crazy. I don't. I do think Justin Fields is a talented guy. I think Luke Getsy is really going to unlock something there, and their offense is going to be probably better than most people are expecting. And I still think they got talent on defense. So could they end up being like a 4-win team? Sure. Obviously it's the NFL. Things happen all the time, blah, blah, blah. Totally would not be surprised by that, but I also wouldn't be shocked if they won 8 games. Like it's the NFL, man. The margins are so razor thin. Like, even if you are a somewhat talent-deficient roster, which I think I don't think that's an unfair characterization, right? They are in a major transition period. They've got a new GM who's trying to reshape the roster he was handed. So I don't think that's casting aspersions in any way. But, man, you can beat anybody. Any Sunday, the bounce of the ball, one or two plays go the other way, you make a play on special teams, and boom, there's a W. You do that 3 or 4 times throughout the year. You probably add on a couple wins that people weren't expecting. All of a sudden, you're hovering around 6-7 wins. I don't think 8's insane. Do I think it's likely? No. But could it happen? Sure. I just don't think it's that nuts. I know. I'm saying good things about the Bears. I need to shut up. Is this Rodgers' last year, Nicholas? I mean, that's the billion-dollar question, right? Or the $50 million question, as it were. I suspect not. I think next year will be his last year, but that's total guesswork. And I'm having to buy my daughter a dog because I thought last year was his last year. So don't ask me. I got no idea. I just work here. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.